Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our gospel reading from Matthew 13, and we will focus on these words from verse 43. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Will you pray with me? Lord God, Heavenly Father, once again, what a joy it is to gather and hear your word, the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, sown among us. May this word that we hear this morning seek deep into our hearts, and may it flow out into our lives as we shine like the sun. And we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we are in week 3 of a 6-week series called This is the Kingdom. We've been looking at these kingdom parables, these kingdom stories that Jesus has been telling the crowds and his disciples. And like any other parable, it's a simple surface story, but often has hidden meanings to them. And so we started off with the parable of the sower and how the seed fell among all kinds of different soils. Last week, we heard about the parable of the growing seed and how the seed, once it's planted, it just grows all by itself. And today, we hear this parable, this story about the wheat and the weeds. Now, I don't know about you, but I hate weeds. I hate them. And why do I hate them? Well, first of all, they are everywhere. In fact, there doesn't seem to be any little crack of asphalt or concrete or little dirt patch that you can't find weeds in during the spring and summer. And if they get into your planter areas or your gardens, oh, it just ruins it. It ruins the beauty. And so you have to get out and, oh yeah, one of my favorite activities, pull some weeds. And of course, after hours of backbreaking labor, you go inside, have a cool drink, and then probably literally 5 minutes later, you go back outside and there's more weeds growing. That's just how it is. Oh man, I hate weeds. But weeds are more than just annoying. Weeds can actually be threatening to you and me. Because when a weed takes root, it actually leaches the nutrients out of the soil that other good plants need. And sometimes when the weeds are so close to other plants, their roots and their stalks will get entwined with one another. So that if you really want to uproot some weeds, you're going to pull up the other plants as well. But even more so than that, if weeds end up getting sown among edible plants, such as wheat or corn, and they grow to be so bad, the entire harvest will be ruined because of the weeds. I hope that that helps you see a little bit why the servants in Jesus's story here act the way they do. So when Jesus tells this story, it's actually broken into two parts: a description of the situation and the response to that situation. And so we're all familiar with it, you know, just the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field, and then he went away and fell asleep, and yet in the morning he woke up and found that weeds had been sown by an enemy of his. And his servants are astonished. I mean, how did this happen? He said, well, an enemy must have come in the night and sown these weeds among this harvest of wheat. And they say, well, do you want us to pull up the weeds? Now, that's it in a nutshell. But you know that this is a parable, and therefore, this is a story with hidden meaning. And so Jesus, fortunately, unpacks this parable for his disciples and for you and me. In fact, when you get to the explanation, he actually lists this kind of like dictionary or lexicon of what each part actually means. You know, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. The enemy is the one who sowed them is the devil. And the harvest is the close of the age and the reapers are the angels. And he just lists each corresponding way. But as he starts to fill in the gaps here, you start to notice something here. Jesus is not just talking about wheat and weeds, a master and servants and enemies. He's actually talking about his ministry of the word that he has been sowing among the people ever since he began his public ministry. And things had been going great. He had sown the word of the kingdom, repent and believe the good news, and people were doing that. He was casting out demons. He was healing people of their diseases. And people were beginning to follow him. But lest you think that it was that easy, it wasn't, because as soon as the Son of Man was sown into the field of the world, the enemy, the devil, Satan, was hard at work. And there was growing opposition to Jesus and his ministry. People couldn't understand what he was saying. They wouldn't believe what he was saying. And yes, people were even starting to talk about getting rid of him and destroying him. So yes, this was about Jesus and his ministry and the opposition that was rising. But then you have to think, what about Jesus' ministry among us today? And we now know what he's talking about. We only need to open our eyes and look out into the field of the world, and we know that something is horribly wrong. We can see the weeds. We can see the evil in our world, and we can see what a threat it is to the world and to our lives. Let me give an ironic example of this. I want to show a painting here that is actually painted by Alban Egger Leitz. And he was a painter back in Austria in about the late 1800s to about the early 1920s, 1930s. And this was a painting that he was commissioned for, and it's simply titled Sower and the Devil. And it depicts exactly this parable, this story that Jesus tells. There's the man who is sowing the good seed, but then the figure behind him is the devil sowing evil in this world. Now, he painted this many times, but what is significant about this particular painting is where this painting is. Because this painting, he was commissioned to paint a series of frescoes, and this was one that was included for a new war memorial chapel that was built in Linz, Austria, shortly after the atrocities of the First World War. And see, Alban, he knew what he was seeing in that war. He knew the potential for all the good that going to war and defeating the evil in this world could do. And yet, he and millions of other humans, they saw just how evil even the best could become. And I'm sure you see it too. You see, we see what the devil has sown. Thank you for showing this. We see what the devil has sown in our world. We see the weeds. We see the evil. And yet, when we see all the evil desires, when we see all the evil thoughts, when we see the words that come out of mouths, the slander, the gossip, the lies, when we see the evil deeds that come out, murder, theft, adultery, ruining reputation, attacking, we see it all. And yet we all too often respond just like the servants do. You and I want to uproot the weeds so that the wheat can prosper. I mean, we look at the situation and we say, why isn't God doing something about this? Why isn't he acting? Someone has to do something here. And so we end up doing things, taking care, uprooting the weeds on our own terms. We do this in society. We look at the evils and the ills in our society today, whether it's poverty or racism or abuse, and we are going to uproot those weeds. Now, don't get me wrong. It is not wrong to fight against the evil in this world. But I tell you what, sometimes we may go a little too far. We try to enact laws, but those laws become even more constraining upon even more people. Maybe we see injustice in our society, and what do? We end up causing injustice. We see this in our relationships. You know, just those bad, evil things that we see among our family, among our friends, our coworkers, and boy, we're going to uproot them. We're going to attack them. We're going to gossip about them. We're going to slander them and call them to the carpet. And yet, we start to notice our own voice, our own anger. We start to notice things about ourselves. You know, we even try to uproot the weeds in the church. Oh yeah, we are the church, we are the holy ones, and therefore it is up to us to keep it pure and holy. And so we look for those who don't exactly fit, who are going against what God has proclaimed, and we try to get rid of them. And yet, look what happens. Division, dissension, envy, jealousy, it starts to split the body of Christ apart. Oh yeah, we want to uproot the weeds and the evil among us. And yet look at what happens and what we leave in our wake. And that's because if we ourselves try to uproot the weeds among us on our own terms, we end up uprooting ourselves. Because we reveal the evil inside us, the evil that we are struggling with, that the Spirit is fighting against every single day, and sometimes that evil wins the day. And guess what? This is exactly what the devil wants to happen. He wants us, the sons of the kingdom, the good seed, to go and uproot the weeds ourselves, knowing full well that when we do, the wheat will be uprooted as well and will be thrown into the fire and burned. But our Master, our Lord, he takes a different approach to the situation. So they say, then do you want us to go and gather them? And he says, no, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. I know. We think it's crazy. The servants think it's crazy. Really? Allow the weeds to continue to grow and flourish among the wheat? But actually, it is good news for you and for me. Because the word that the master uses, the word that Jesus uses, the word that is translated let here in our text is actually a specific word that is used, aphiemi. Now, in some contexts, it means to let, to permit, to give permission. But in many cases in the New Testament, it means to forgive. And that's what you see happening here. Rather than attacking the weeds, rather than trying to weed out the bad seed among us, rather than trying to uproot everything on our own terms, what does God do? God forgives. That's how we become the good seed. That's how we become wheat that bears fruit. That's how we become the sons of the kingdom. When God in Jesus Christ forgives the weeds, forgives our sin, forgives the evil inside us. And he does this when Jesus, the good seed, is sown among the weeds, his enemies, sinners like you and me. And this Jesus grows up among the weeds, and eventually the harvest comes when all of the weeds, all of the evil and the sin is burned up at the cross as Jesus dies upon it, so that we can then shine like the sun through his glorious resurrection. And that's why, as the good seed, as the wheat that bears fruit, as sons of the kingdom, every single day we get to grow despite the weeds. We get to bear fruit no matter what evil is going on around us and inside us. We get to shine like the sun in the field of the world of darkness and evil and weeds, all through the grace and the love of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus, brothers and sisters, Jesus actually encourages us today, right now, to be patient with the presence of the weeds. To be patient because you and I know that it will not always be this way. The Lord has promised that he will, on the last day, gather up all of the weeds, all of the evil in the world and inside us, and burn it. He will judge so that we don't have to. This is just what St. Paul says when he says, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And so that's why Jesus also encourages you to not wait until the last day, but to right now shine like the sun, the S-O-N, sowing the good seed of his love and forgiveness, sowing the gospel among this field of weeds, showing them evil that is forgiven and bearing a fruit of love for all. Because this is the kingdom. Wheat and weeds, sons of the kingdom and sons of the evil one, growing up together until the harvest. But rather than try and uproot the weeds ourselves on our own terms, no, we look to the sower. We look to the abundant harvest that he gives us through his death and his resurrection, so that we can shine like the sun, bearing fruit and sharing forgiveness and love with everyone. Amen.